I'm Eric Carley. We're at the Mid-America Trucking Show. Right now from Trident Communications Technology, John Bird is here. John, welcome. How are you?
I'm good today. Thanks. How are you?
I'm doing great. You just off the air just demonstrated an incredible commercial-grade headset that you folks offer. This is just amazing. Walk us through this headset, all the features that are going to benefit the commercial truck driver that you folks are showing off here at the Mid-America Show.
Sure, Eric. This headset is our first foray into the trucker market. It has been selling for years in the warehouse market, primarily in freezer warehouses, where the workers come in the morning and they go to work in a freezer, basically a freezer all day where it's minus 20 degrees. It's very cold. They have they wear gloves or mittens, so they can't type on their computers. So what this headset does, it allows them an audio interface into the computer, so they can talk into the computer all day, get their orders out. The computer runs the robots that go up and do pick and place, and it allows them to communicate with their computer without touching a keyboard.
Right.
Okay. One of their primary responsibilities is to make sure that the headset doesn't go down. Mm. They need 100% uptime. Mm. So what we have designed is a headset that basically has a hot swap battery system in it. So when you use the headset, if the battery goes low, you can pop the battery out, put a spare battery in, and the headset will keep on working.
And now this just pops out from the side of the earpiece itself, correct?
That's correct.
And easily you can just slide this out and then replace another one. What happens in that time when that battery is out of that headset?
That's a great question, Eric. Inside the headset, there's also a backup battery that allows you to run for about 20 minutes of talk time. So if for some reason you don't have a backup battery handy, a second battery handy, you have 20 minutes to get one.
Right.
Or
okay.
If you drop it on the floor and you want to pick it up, it gives you a few minutes. But you get about 20 minutes of talk time on the backup battery.
Okay.
And you slide your second battery in, and you're back in business again.
And that second battery is going to be charging already because you folks are offering basically a port, if you will, that will charge your other batteries while you're using the battery, the primary battery that's in your headset.
Yes, right? We do. On our trucker offering, we have a two-bay battery charger, so you can charge two batteries at once. We offer that with both a USB charging cable for the truck,
okay,
and a 110-volt multi-country charging cable also for your house.
Yeah.
Because one of the issues that we have, or the truckers have a lot, is that they're carrying their cables back and forth and the chargers back and forth, and you take off on Monday morning and you leave your cable at the house.
Right.
So this way you have a charger at the house, a charging cable at the house, and you have one in the truck. And
wow.
You can buy spare chargers, too. We try to keep our accessories very low price, so you can actually have a charger in the car and a charger in the house.
This is a durable product here. We're talking about it is meant to go through, I don't know how many different conditions, but the idea is, as you phrased it, a commercial-grade headset. So this is going to be something that's durable. Trident, obviously, is aware of the conditions that a truck driver is going to be operating in.
Yes, my son-in-law is a truck driver. He's a long-haul truck driver, and we ran a lot of these features by him, and some of the features actually came from some of his input.
Wow.
And input from beta testing from other truck drivers and some construction people also.
Yeah.
And it's built to what's called a mil-spec 810. And that 810 is a military specification the government uses for Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines. If you want to sell something to them, it needs to go through that mil 810 testing for
right.
Shock and vibration. And you saw me a few minutes ago bang the headset on the table pretty hard.
Right.
And it's made to be dropped on concrete from 6 or 8 feet up in the air. And
wow.
We actually, unofficially, we dropped one off a three-story building and it still worked fine afterwards.
Yeah. You know, and that's something that obviously is a testament to the product itself, but it didn't stop there. Trident wanted to give some other options in this, so there are components of this that are interchangeable. Talk about that for us.
That's correct. The ModCom name comes from the modularity, the MOD, and that's where our patents are at, is this modularity where you can remove basically the electronics section of the boom from the headband, and you can put it on an accessory headband. For instance, we have a headband that's a stereo headband that sells for about $20, and at the end of the day, you can take your boom off, mm-hmm. off your headset, right. and you can attach it to the stereo headset, and now you have a stereo headset. You can sit in the cab and listen to music or play PlayStation or whatever.
Right.
And then in the morning you can take it and put it back on the mono headset so the police don't come after you for driving with you. So both of you is covered.
Right, right.
You know?
Yeah.
And also, that same modularity allows us to create, a headset attachment that fits perfectly onto a hard hat.
Mm.
So now you can have the use in a hard hat. We have a behind the neck, headband version also. We developed almost specifically for guys who like to wear cowboy hats.
Yeah,
you
sure.
don't want that headband over the top of your nice cowboy hat.
Right.
So it's very versatile. One of the other features to go on is the ear cushions. They pop on and off very, very, very quickly. And a lot of truckers aren't easy on their headsets. They get out of the
right.
cab at a truck stop. The headset falls into a puddle. The guy picks it up and is like, oh, I don't want to put that back on my ear. So our ear cushions are made to come off and go on very quickly.
Right.
And we sell them in bulk. We sell them in bags of 25 or bags of 5.
Wow.
My son-in-law actually keeps a bag of 25 in his cab, in his glove box.
Wow.
So
nice.
That, you know, every couple of weeks or whatever, instead of wearing a grungy headband, he puts a new one on nice and fresh.
Yeah, very nice. And also, it's made to withstand moisture. So, you know, if you're having to work out in the conditions, it's going to be durable for you, correct?
That's correct. It's built to what's called IP67 construction, which allows it to be immersed in water 3 feet for 30 minutes. It's actually waterproof. Not water resistant.
Right.
It's waterproof. And it's good for freeze rating down to minus 40. And that all gets us as a throwback to the freezer warehouse days.
Yeah.
In that when you're talking on the phone, the condensation from your breath gets in there. And if it's not a freezer rated microphone, after 3 or 4 months, your microphone starts getting corroded and it doesn't sound as good.
Right. If they weren't here at the Mid-America Trucking Show, where can they go, John?
Well, right now they're not out anywhere. We're heading into the truck stops in the next 60 days or so.
Right.
We did have a show special on today, and we were taking orders here today
sure.
to be shipped out.
Right.
But they'll be showing up in the truck stops around May or June.
Okay. Can they go to the website and check them out, look at them?
We don't sell them off our website
right.
currently right now.
Okay.
We're trying to stick to the truck stops and through
sure.
distributors.
Sure.
We're trying to use MAP pricing so we can protect our distributors and truck stops from folks who might buy them on the black market and sell them through Amazon for half the price.
Right.
You know, so we're very vigilant about that.
Sure, sure. So absolutely.
Right now you have to buy them at a truck stop.
Yep. All right. And look for that coming up here in, again, very soon, here in just a couple of months.
Just a couple of months.
Absolutely. John, thank you so much for sharing this with us. A great product, Trident Communications Technology. And look for these headsets soon at a truck stop near you. We appreciate your time. Hope to talk to you again soon.
Thank you, Eric. I appreciate it.